Motorists driving north on Charles Street in late March of 1989 were delighted and excited to see, off to the right, high on the two-story building at Charles and Biddle Streets that housed Danny's restaurant, a sign that read simply, "The Run is On." These motorists were not surprised. They saw that sign, "The Run is On," every March since Danny's restaurant opened in 1961. Though seemingly cryptic to Baltimore restaurant cognoscenti, it was all very clear, an announcement that a celebrated Baltimore favorite dish was again available at Danny's, a lovingly prepared boneless shad and shad roe, described in the menu as the spawn of the Atlantic, bone shad stuffed with shad roe and served on a garnished plank with two garden fresh vegetables. Danny Dickman's restaurant in its day, the 60s, 70s, 80s, was a place to see and be seen and lauded by national publications for its fine French-oriented food and extensive wine list. There were 10,000 bottles of wine in Danny's wine cellar. But Danny's was famous, too, for breaking the rules. Before serving such fancy dishes such as Tornado's Rossini, a Cherry's Jubilee, Baked Alaska, Chateaubriand, Crepes and Soufflés, Crab en Chemise, the waitress brought to the table, down-home cottage cheese, hot popovers, and huge pickles. Danny's was also and unapologetically the most expensive restaurant in Baltimore, which didn't stop standing-room-only crowds from coming in and waiting for a table, only too happy to pay the over-the-top prices. In 1991, Danny Dickman sold the restaurant to his son and daughter-in-law, who became embroiled in a contested divorce that led to the restaurant's closing. In Maryland, shad typically starts running in late March, and every year for 30 years in Baltimore, that "Run His Own" sign hanging from Danny's building at Charles and Biddle let you know it. But that was then, and this is now. So how do Baltimoreans of a certain age know these days when the shad season has started in Maryland? They don't. Where is Danny when you need him?